This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. You open the fridge door to grab some milk and are overwhelmed with leftovers from yesterday's feast. And now that we've had some time to digest the election, Kevin Litton, political reporter with NOLA.com, joins me to inventory those leftovers. Litton says the entree, the meat of the feast, was the question of integrity.
John Bel Edwards was so effective in making this race about character.
And the dressing was Edwards' prostitute over Patriots ad.
It set him up for what I thought was one of the great lines during the debate. You know, David Vitter goes to complain about this vicious ad you're running against me.
You want me to take it down because you don't like it. I understand that you don't like it. It hits you where you live. It's 100% truthful. You didn't say it was untrue.
If David Vitter didn't like that ad and it wasn't true, he could have stopped the ad on a dime. He could have come right out and said, that is not true, but he didn't.
Litton says dessert was served earlier.
The best thing in the race, I think, was everything that happened on that last day before the primary. The car accident, the private investigator, all of that happening in one place at one time was just incredible. That really took the cake.
And as for the sad cylinder of jellied cranberries, unloved at the back of the fridge?
The final debate, there was an audience. They were screaming, they were hollering, they were calling out, they were interrupting. That one was really over the top and just did not look good.
Here's hoping we can at least make some tasty gumbo from what we're left with. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.